نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight we are here in the Mubaini Masjid and our topic for tonight is the legacy of Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. If someone has to ask us, who is Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what will our response be? This should be our response, insha'Allah Jalla wa Ala. He, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim, Abun Rahim, the compassionate father, the kind father. So that is the meaning of the name. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned his Mubarak and blessed name 69 different places in Noble Quran. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala dedicated one entire surah and chapter, Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam, if you study history, then remember you have the greater Iraq. So his Milad Mubarak, honorable birth took place in Iraq. So mashallah that he grew up there, and then you find today some of it has become part of Turkey and so forth. Nevertheless, so what happens is that he's married to Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha. They don't have any children. Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha was a paragon of beauty. And now he wants to migrate, remember, to Palestine. So he's going via Egypt. And there in Egypt, the ruler, the king had ulterior motives and bad intention. So Allah forbid, he wanted to harass our mother, Sayyida Sara radiallahu ta'ala anha. And every time he tried to extend his hand, something would happen to him. So he realized that he's in serious problem. Then he gave a gift, remember, to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, and it was Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha, Sayyida Hajara radiallahu anha. Both ways you pronounce it, Bukhari Sharif, other hadith kitab. Then they went to settle there in Canaan, in Palestine. Lo and behold, you live many, many years, but now this is the lessons we start learning. Legacy of Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. In his old age, brothers, sisters, Surah number 37, Surah Yasin, Surah 36. Surah 37, Surah Swafat, verse 100. He's crying, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. You don't have children? Husband, wife, cry, beg Almighty Allah. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant me pious offspring in his old age. Lo and behold, Sayyida Hajara radiallahu anha, she is the much younger one. She conceives, she gives birth to Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. My nephew here who was speaking, Moana Ismail. So what is the meaning of Ismail? Ismail means the one who listens to Almighty Allah Jalla wala. His name, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, his Mubarak name, blessed name, is mentioned 12 times in the Noble Quran. Who is Nabi Ismail alayhi salam? You know, in the month of Zulhijjah, we are going to make the udhiya, sacrifice the qurbani and so forth. How did all this start? Come back to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One title of the Master alayhi salatu wa salam, An-Nabnuz Zabihin. I am the son of two people who were supposed to be sacrificed, but Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala saved them. One, when you study the lineage Mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu wa salam, then it goes to Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. That is why the Jews and so forth, they knew exactly who the last messenger alayhi salatu salam was. Abdullah bin Salam, who was a rabbi. And he says, I looked at the countenance and the chehra mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. 100% as it was described to us in the Torah, I knew this is the final messenger alayhi salam. But why did they reject? They were sure that the last and final messenger alayhi salam will come from Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam's progeny. But Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, in His infinite grace and mercy, remember Saint Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the progeny of Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. Second, so we know the story, incident of Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, Zabihullah, the one who was supposed to be sacrificed and Almighty Allah rescued. Then you study the Nasab Nama, the Mubarak lineage of the Master alayhi salam. So you have the Honorable Father Abdullah, and then you have Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather. So remember, he had 10 sons. And now he saw in a dream the Zamzam well, people had closed it, they couldn't find it. And he took a manta, a mannat, another, a vow. That, Ya Allah, whatever it is to believe in those, that if I find this beer, the zamzam well, then I will sacrifice one of my sons. Lo and behold, every time they cast the lot, the youngest son, who? Abdullah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Walid Majid, honorable father, his name comes. So he says, no, I have to slaughter. So the people, Quraysh said, no, you can't do that, you're so respectable. Then people will start slaughtering, killing their own children. So let us go here. So they got an idea. Okay, now they're sitting by the Haram Sharif. For them it's like a big exhibition, spectacular, you know, magnificent sight. So they said, say 10 camels or my son. So 10 camels, then they pull out the lot. Again Abdullah's name comes out. Increase the 10 camels, 20, again they pull out, again Abdullah's name come out. 90 camels every time. 90 they took out, again Abdullah's name came. Then 100 camels, see how rich he was, Abdul Muttalib. So he said, 100, now the name came out, camels. So subhanallah, his life got spared, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak takes place, and all that in Makkah Mukarram. So what's the title? Ibnuz Zabihain. So I am from the two who were supposed to be sacrificed. Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is first there, his son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, and then you go down, and Abdullah, Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam's Walid, Walid Majid, so remember honorable father. So that is what we should know. So Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. Now you must remember, some of you here in Durban, wherever we are, you got two wives, three wives, four wives and all that. You know, our South Africans got a lot of barakat also. I went to one place there, you know. So I asked the boy, I see you playing double wicket, you got two wives then, you see. Yeah. So he said, so I asked him, how's everything? He said, you know what, the wives, they take a lot of competition. This one put sugar, that one put sugar, and now I got diabetes and this type of thing. You see? So all these things happen. So this is Hazrat Hajra radiallahu anha. She gave birth. Now Hazrat Sara radiallahu anha. She is now so old, so long. She's the wife, honorable wife of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. No child. So in Urdu, they have a nice word, Meme Tutu. You know Meme Tutu. Meme Tutu means, I did this, you did this, I did that. So little bird, you know. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is Nabi of Allah. He said, this night will In Arabic, we have a saying, it's not hadith saying, Ad-dharratan la tattafiqan. When you have two wives, don't keep them together like that. That always will be like. So rather keep separate. So he left Canaan, Palestine, he comes here too. This is now Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, Milad Mubarak, honor of birth took place already. Comes to Makkah Mukarramah. He leaves his honorable wife, Sayyida Hajara radiallahu anha, and Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, the small baby, young baby. And then he moves away. Sayyida Hajara radiallahu anha, you're leaving us. Biwadin ghayri di zara'in inda baytikal muharram. Does land here got no vegetation, no habitation? Is this your verdict, opinion, or is Allah's command? He Khalilullah. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam points to the sky and look at the iman, my mothers and sisters of Sayyida Hajara radiallahu anha. What did she reply? Idan layyudayyana. Allah will never let us go to waste. Allah will protect us. Subhanallah. He goes out of sight. Then he raises his hand and he cries to Allah, warzuqhum mina thamarati la'allahum yashkurun. Ya Allah, you grant them risk and sustenance. This is the best place, the most secret place. Ya Allah, I'm doing all this for you. Wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa. He fulfilled every commandment of Almighty Allah that was expected of him. Thereafter we go on, and lo and behold, Sayyida Hajara radiallahu anha sees that the baby needs water. So what's going to happen? So remember that Jibreel alayhi salam comes, Bukhari Sharif's hadith, with his wing he strikes the land of Safa Marwa and that next to Haram Sharif Mataf area, and from there the Bir Zamzam starts. See, what is Zamzam? Al-Ma'ul Kathir, abundant water, millions of liters, billions of liters. In Islam, remember, we don't have monuments and statues. What we have is we imitate their action. So anyway, now the Sayyida Hajara radiallahu anha has a son. Now, on the other side, what had happened? So the Malaika, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, is back there in Canaan, in Palestine. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, Hazrat Mikael alayhi salam, they come in the form of human being. Almighty Allah gave them the power, multi-dimensional forms they could take. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam does not know. And they gave him the glad tidings that you are, your wife is going to give birth. She was listening. She said, "Wahada ana ajuzu wahada ba'ali sheikha. I am so old and this husband of mine also is so old. And I'm to fall pregnant and give birth. Inna hadha la shaykhun ajib." It's strange. You know. They said, this is rahmatullah alayk. It's Allah's mercy upon you. Ahl al-bayt. You are the family of the Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. But we're going now there to Lut alayhi salatu salam, because there the people are busy with sodomy and gay business. We're going to destroy them. So en route all this happened. So she gave birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam's honorable name mentioned 17 times in the noble Quran. What is the meaning of Ishaq alayhi salam? Ishaq means to smile. Now the time comes, legacy of Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam. Learn, my brothers. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 39. How does he make shukr and show gratitude, thankfulness to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Alhamdulillah alladhi wahaba li alal kibari Ismail wa Ishaq. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, all praise is due to you. Wahaba li, you gave me a gift, Ya Allah. Our children are a gift from Almighty Allah. That daughter that comes is a gift. Inna Allah qaddama al-inath ala al-dhukur. Go open Surah 42, verses 48, 49, 50. Those of you, your first child is a daughter. Today I met one youngster. I told him, what's happening? He said, no, wife expecting. So he says that I asked him, you know? He said, no. I said, don't go find out. It's permissible, don't know. And daughter come, make extra salatu shukr. So he asked, why? I said, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. Almighty Allah gives as a gift daughters, and then He gives as sons. So Allah mentioned daughters first. So it's a good omen, a good sign for that family. And sometimes Allah gives sons and daughters. And sometimes Allah doesn't give children. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. Nevertheless, he, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, is teaching us a lesson. The mission and the message has to continue. Surah 14, verse 39. Alhamdulillahi alladhi wahaba li alal kibari Ismail wa Ishaq. Oh Allah, I praise you, Ya Allah. In my old age, and my wife also was old, Sayyidah Sara radiallahu anha, in the other verse you did. You granted me this bounty and favor of Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Who is our Allah? Inna Rabbi lasami'u du'a. Verily, my sustainer, nourisher, provider, he listens to our du'a. But Allah, Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Any time, any date, any place you are, this park and clean obviously, you ask Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, remember Almighty Allah will accept our dua, and if not accepted in this world, we will get ni'm al-badal, a better replacement in the year after. So that is the starting of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Thereafter, he comes to Makkah Mukarramah. Now if you have a son, or a daughter even, and remember after 20, 30, 40 years, how you will be attached to that son, to that daughter. You know, she came after, or he came after so many years. Yeah, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam is running and is going. Falamma balagha ma'ahu sa'ya. Now he can run, he can go, he can, oh, father embracing him. Do you know Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam? What time Imam Malik's hadith? The first person to get white hair. Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. What is this, Ya Allah? Waqaran Ya Khalil Allah. This is honor and dignity. He begs Allah, Allahumma zidni waqara. Ya Allah, increase my honor and dignity. Open water Malik, you will find. Nevertheless, so now we go. Now the test is in Makkah Mukarrama. Dream of Anbiya alayhi salatu salam is wahi and revelation. So in the dream he sees, he's slaughtering, sacrificing his son. And then, now he takes his son. When we go to pelt the jamarat, the shaitan, symbolic shaitan, people ask, what is this? So remember, we teach them, Maulana Luqman, the Imam, ya mashallah, says, last year we met in Madinah Munawwara. So see, brothers, all these memories, they flash back, they come back, you know. When I go for ziyarat with the people, you know, before Hajj, we take them, yeah, all. So I ask them, how many shaitans in Mina? How many shaitans? Oh, I know. I say, how many? He say, three. I say, no. I say, how many? I said, now the shaitans population also is increasing, they gone to 12. Shaitans population also increase, is gone to 12. Because it's four floors for us ordinary hajis and mortals. So we can pelt ground floor, first floor, second floor, fourth floor. And every floor got three shaitan. So how many shaitan, brothers? 12. That answer also is not right. Why is not right? Because the other floor got something which we don't see. They got three shaitans in a basement also. They got three shaitans in a basement also. But that is now for the presidents and prime ministers and them. They all frightened now. If they're going to come and pelt shaitan, people might pelt them. You know how it is. And this type of things. So for them, they will come with their smart car or something, you know. Maybe some special, limousine or whatever. So maybe they just, from the car, they just throw to the shaitan. So how many total shayateen? 15 shayateen. But the last three you won't see. You understood? That is all basement business, underground. So you won't see that. So that is. So these places, yeah, shaitan made all the waswasa. You see, in life you're doing good. Then something happens, you're running a business, you're giving charity. Something goes wrong, the shaitan put waswasa. You see, why you did this, why you did this? Therefore, every day, after salat also read, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ وَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. That is shaitan's job. You must remember what he does. The whisperings of shaitan. مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. From human being also, and the jinnat also. Nevertheless, Nabi Ibrahim, legacy of Khalilullah Ibrahim, alayhi salam, he picked up the sand and he threw the in that direction. Get away from ye shaitan. So that is why فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. We follow the culture of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. We follow the sharia of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. خُذُوا أَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. So your hajj, you're going to imitate me, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He goes, the knife is sharp, everything. Father and son have a discussion. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعُوا السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. I am slaughtering you, son. فَانْذُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. What do you say? He's testing his son. Son is not ordinary person and mortal like me and you. He's also destined for nubuwat and nabi. يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. Learn the Arabic language, the new answers and the finer points. When you speak to your children, see Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ya bunayya, me and you speak, ya bani, my son. No. Ya bunayya, oh my ladla, oh my beloved son, oh my special son. When he addressed his father, he didn't say, ya abi, ya abatif al ma tu'ma, oh my honorable father, oh my respected father. When we teach our children this adab and adab, people tell me you're not going for hajj this year. I say, ye to hamari shamat e amal ki wajah se hai. We did not make qadr of the haramain sharifain. We made so much be adbi. So Almighty Allah said, this year you don't come for hajj. How it happens? When we don't learn adab and respect, remember, Allah Ta'ala snatches the bounties away. مَا فَازَ مَنْ فَازَ إِلَّا بِالْأَدَبِ وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِ. No person will be successful until and unless you show honor and respect. مَا فَازَ مَنْ فَازَ إِلَّا بِالْأَدَبِ وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِ. When this ummah shows this respect to Kaaba Musharrafa, to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's there, Rauza Mubarak, then we're taking videos there, we're speaking on the cell phone there, we're telling people while making tawaf, suddenly stop, let me pose Kali Kali by the Baytullah, take my video. So what we expect, brothers? So therefore cry to Allah, Allahumma la tahrimna an baytik. Allahumma la tahrimna an umratik. Allahumma la tahrimna an al-madinatul munawwara. Ya Allah, don't deprive us that we don't go again to Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. So ask Allah. Study the Salaf Salih. They had that love, remember, for these holy places. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, go study his profile. He performed 60 hajj and 1,000 umrah. A'ataqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. Imam Abu Hanifa, 55 hajj. And Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah, 50 hajj. When they asked Imam Sahib, Imam Abu Hanifa was a genius. For what you have to go from Iraq and go there every year? You know hajj is compulsory once. He said, I found one verse in the noble Quran, and that verse motivates me, inspires me, therefore I go. And it's not like us, 10 hours, 12, 15 hours, we're there already. Direct, we get flights and all that. So those days, go in the heat, camel, walking, so many things. لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. When you perform hajj, you perform umrah, then you will witness in this world the nafa, manafi'a, the nafa and the benefit and the profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, occurring and coming to you. So Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Allah Jalla wa Ala now told him that the Kaaba Musharrafa, that the structure is gone weak and it's like on its ruins. So now from the foundation you reconstruct it. Fihi ayatun bayyinatun maqam Ibrahim. You see today where Maqam Ibrahim is, that's not the original place. That's not the original place. If you want to know the details of this, go read Tafsir. You see, Maqam Ibrahim was like a scaffolding, up and down. So remember, it was mulasikan bil bayt, it was attached to the Baytullah. So he, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, is placing the blocks, and his beloved son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, is passing it on to his father. Then in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, we call this awwaliyat Umar. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's time. Remember, he said that this Maqam Ibrahim for the Taifin, people making tawaf, is like an obstacle, meaning the people bump there, so move it back. So the current place where it is, this was during the time, not that golden, that I'm speaking of the place. So that was done in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. In time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Sayyidina Umar performing tawaf. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu suggested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why don't we perform salat behind Maqam Ibrahim? What Umar said, on the first, Allah sent from the arsh. So what he suggested, why? No, let's wait for wahi. Allah jalla wala Maqam Ibrahim Allah. So remember, this is the greatness of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda. Nevertheless, now we go back, father and son, Balla Ka'aba Musharrafa. Thereafter, remember that 7 times they walked around, no defect, nothing. So, O Ummati, now you go for tawaf, you go 7 times around the Baytullah. Whether it's Umrah, whether it's Hajj, 7 circuits, 1 tawaf. The non-Muslims, they ask on the radio, for what you'll go round and round and round and all. So I tell them that you see, when your clothes are dirty, you place it in the washing machine. It spins and go round, 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 and it comes out white and clean. So when a Muslim, he go round, 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 so the heart gets clean and the sins are also, hum paak saaf ho jate. We become clean, you see. So for everything, there's explanation Allah Ta'ala has given us, but sometimes we know, sometimes we don't know. So that is subhanallah. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, maybe some of you met him, rahimahullah, giant scholar. But Allah Zahir, we were there, 74, 75, 77, Hazrat passed away. So we were sitting with Hazrat in 74 there, Ramadan time. What must I tell you? Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, rahimahullah, used to say, Jawani ki alam mein, hum 32, 33, 34 martaba tawaf karte te yomiya. 32, 33, 34 times I should make tawaf per day. If guy person like me, guy like me, go make 32, 33, out janaza after that. So you must remember. See, the love they had for Baytullah. And this type of thing. Anyway, there's many other incidents. So brothers, when we go, I tell our youngsters, mashallah, I think 1, 2 of them are here. So I give them a talk. I say, see, you came for Hajj. You're my brother, you know. I tell the sisters, they're all at the back. I say, you my sister. You came for Hajj. Don't perform Hajj. Perform a quality Hajj. So how are you going to perform a quality Hajj? So you must go now, when we're going Makkah, before Hajj, all that, make intention 50 tawaf. Man tawfa bil bayti 50 marra, kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. When you perform 50 tawaf, 1 tawaf is 7 circuits, then remember hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Allah Jalla Wala will cleanse you, purify you, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. I say, you'll know all the shops, Dawood Mota and this Mota and everything. You'll know Dawood Mota. Bin Dawood, we kept his name Dawood Mota. You understood? So all the Motas we know, they make more tawaf there than of Baytullah. I say, leave there, then we can find here. Come here by Baytullah. Second, make intention of 6-day Hajj. Subhanallah, that's what Allah's helped past few years. The youngsters, they come there by our camp and all, they know 6 days. The main worry of our South Africans, okay, I will stay 6 days, so where will I get the chows? I said, the chows are all here, the food is here, nobody's going. Then who's the imam? I said, I'll be imam if there's no imam, don't worry. So your food is sorted out, your imam is sorted out, so now what else you need? Say, no, I'll stay. So you must remember, brothers, motivate the people. 6-day Hajj, 50 tawaf, and make Khatmul Quran. How are you going to make Khatmul Quran? If we want, even now at this hour, remember that Those of us who are Hafiz and so forth and can read Quran Sharif, mashallah. So you must remember that what we should do in this Mubarak days, mashallah, read abundant Quran on day of Eid. We made Khatmul Quran and you make dua. What you think will happen? What you think? So I tell the people, leave the last 22, Mawlana, our Hafizab read now Surah wa Duha. I say, leave the last 22 surahs for Arafat. You read the last 22 surahs in Arafat, you read Labbaik, all that, and then raise your hands and make dua. You tell me your duas are accepted or not. I met my Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, this afternoon, and we had a long chat. I spent 1 hour there. So we spoke of Qari Yusuf Nurbai. So I said, Hafiz Sahib, you performed Taraweeh with him, with Hafiz Yusuf Nurbai, in Junction. So Hafiz Sahib told me long time. So I said, you know, they in Lens used to contact me sometime for Masail. So one day Qari Sahib contacted me, Rahimahullah, and he was crying, roar at each other. So he said, every Saturday I start my Quran Sharif, and I Friday I finish. 7 days Quran. And if you know Qari Yusuf Nurbai, he used to read Tartil slowly, slowly. No fast, he don't like fast read. So beautiful. So he said, maybe Marta, I couldn't finish. So I said, Qari Sahib, see, for that Allah Jalla wa Ala sent Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, innaha la ta'adilu thuluth al-Quran. Read Surah Ikhlas 3 times, Allah will give you the reward, inshaAllah, for the Quran. So see, brothers, make that intention. So the legacy of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, what is? So we go to Makkah, Baytullah is there. We come here to Mina, so you see the Jamarats are there. You go to Arafat, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Du'a'i, wa du'a'ul anbiya min qabli. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. My dua and the dua of every Nabi before me. And what is that? La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Lahul mulku walul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Now, father and son, for both of them, big test. They pass the test with flying colors. So Almighty Allah says now, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. So you sacrifice now the animal. Right? For that was a Mubarak animal. So for us, my brothers, why must we sacrifice? Sahaba were the most intelligent. They came to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this time of the year most probably, Zulhijjah, and said, مَا هَذِي الْأَضَاحِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is this udhiyah? We say qurbani is also Quran. إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا. Qurban, qurbani, we do action to come nearer to the mercy of Allah. Udhiya, you take that animal and you slaughter it duha time. Duha, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So therefore the name udhiya. But you can slaughter in the afternoon, all that is fine, no problem. So nevertheless, they ask, ma hadhil adahi ya Rasulallah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hiya sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. Is the way of your spiritual father, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَمَا لَنَا فِيهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What will we get in that? So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ حَسَنَا. For every hair on your qurbani animal, you will get the reward. Thousands and millions of reward. So my brothers, don't look for bahana and excuse not to make qurbani. Look for excuse to make and perform the qurbani. Local is lekker, we say. So remember, if you make it in South Africa, alhamdulillah. But you see, it's very expensive. So many organizations, people are say, making Qurbani, Malawi, India, here, there. You know the prices and all that. So send it there, mashallah. The ulama is not hadith. Some ulama wrote hadith, but it's not hadith. The ulama, Allama Kasani and them have discussed it. So you must remember, azzimu duhayakum fa innaha matayakum. When you slaughter your udhiya, your qurbani, make sure it's nice, healthy animal. That animal will be the means of conveyance to enter Jannat. Now we look for the cheapest one, maybe it just gets stuck, then big problem, you know. So rather we choose a nice, healthy one, you know. So inshallah, in that way there, that inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. Allah Jalla Wala is very, very pure and only accepts that is pure. So for Allah, slaughter the best of the best. It's authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. Next one, my brothers, then remember that from the 9th day. So from the 9th of Zul Hijjah till the 13th, we have the takbir. So remember, read the takbir. And what is that? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. So you must remember that after every first salat. Why we do this? If you study both Eids, you will see Almighty Allah uses the same words. We finish the Ramadan fast, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. So remember the day of Eid al-Fitr, you read takbir. Allah gave you the greatest gift, the wealth of Iman and Islam and Hidayat. So glorify Almighty Allah's name. You see here, Eid al-Adha, كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. So remember that the day of Eid, and then 2 days after that is still slaughtering, 3 days and so forth. So you'll continue till the 13th, 23 first salat. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tabarani, زَيِّنُوا أَعْيَادَكُمْ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ. Glorify your Eid with takbir. So all this remember. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam came, brought the ram, and remember, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam knew the examination is finished. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Nabi Ismail alayhi salam knows his life is spared. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. See the beauty, the essence of it, my brothers. So make the Eid special also. And those of you husbands, remember that, don't be so hard with your wives and all that. So you tell your wife, you must spend your own money for qurbani. So what is there if you take 500 rand, 1000 rand, 2000 rand, oh honey, take this money here and make qurbani. Oh, don't worry about it. Before we slaughter that, I will pay for it and all that. So she made all the sacrifice for us, so why not we also make? She made other sacrifice, so we make this sacrifice, inshallah. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my salat, my sacrifice, my slaughtering, my life, my death, everything for Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, La Sharika Allah. Everything solely, only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slaughtered with his own Mubarak hands in Hajjatul Wida, 63 camels. 63 camels. 37 remainders in Ali radiallahu anhu slaughtered. One occasion in Medina Munawwara, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slaughtered Kabshain. So 2 rams. And then said, Hada mallam yudahi min ummati. This is for those people of my ummah who have not slaughtered. So those of you, mashallah, for your nafil qurbani, your voluntary qurbani, remember that you want to slaughter one for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for your family, for the marhumin, all that is fine. For isali sawab, remember that, we call it isali sawab, so all that is fine, but that will be voluntary. But for you, you're following the Hanafi school, then remember that it's wajib on you to slaughter one. Authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad and Ibn Majah, that is why the Hanafi say is wajib. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنْحَرْ. That perform your Eid Salat and thereafter go and slaughter. And the hadith, when we ask Imam Hanifa, Imam, all of them, why you say wajib? So you must remember that they say, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith, مَنْ وَجَدَ سَعَةً, who's got the means, فَلَمْ يُضَحِي, and you didn't slaughter, nor on the day of Eid, nor the 2 days after that, then you must remember, فَلَا يَقْرَبَنَّ مُسْوَلَّانَا, don't even come for Eid Salat. The meaning is, you had to slaughter and you didn't slaughter. So therefore, my brothers, I urge you, appeal to all of you listeners also, look for the way that we can slaughter, whether it's here or overseas. We have the means, inshallah, most of us, so inshallah we do that. And one more sunnah before I end of inshallah, and that is, remember that the person that now you made your Eid Salat, you slaughtered, alhamdulillah, then now when you cook the meat and all that, now wife or whatever, so thereafter, take the kabit, take the kaleji, take the liver. That is sunnatun nabawiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first part, open hadith, you will find it there. If you want the discussion, I'la'u sunan also got it, Bayhaqi got. So you take the kaleji, you take the liver, that's the first part you try to eat of the qurbani animal. When we revive one sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, surah 3 verse 31, yuhbibkumullah, you will become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and remember your sins will get forgiven, and each day you're going to meet so many brothers and so forth, remember that, who you never met, so then shake hand, whatever you want to do, but read this dua, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, is mentioned in the Bukhari Sharif's commentary, Fathul Bari, by Ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahimahullah, Sahaba on each day when they met, they used to make this dua, oh Allah, accept from us and accept from you also. So inshallah, our Eid will, so all that we try and make it inshallah, according to the manner, method shown to us, remember the Qurbani and all that. Before we make the dua quickly, today in our family, my cousin Farooq Oka, there in Nelspruit, passed away. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. And then we heard my brother there, Haji Ismail Osman, he's very well known in the Hajj circles, mashallah, his brother, Muhammad Osman, passed away. So, and then Maulana Daya, there in Marlboro, his daughter passed away, Shakira. So many people we know, and others we don't know. At least read one Surah Yaseen. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, give them Jannatul Firdaus. And for us also, ask Allah for forgiveness. Then we thank the whole capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his parents and family, all these programs, mashallah, that reach now the ending. Tomorrow we got Q&A. Allah Ta'ala accept it. And we thank you all, the trustees and the Imam, our Mawlana Luqman, and our team also, our brother Dawood Munli, and our Bilal, mashallah, our manager, and brother Hafiz Wadi, the coordinator of this program, the engineer there in Lens, Tobela. So Almighty Allah reward all of them and guide them all. And end of the day, we all should just make this one dua. Whatever we are doing, Ya Allah, Allahumma ij'alna min al-maqbooleen. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen. That is the greatest dua we can make. Allah Jalla wa'ala, make our khatima on iman and accept it. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma jalna min al-faizin al-maqbulin ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma jalna hadiyin, mahdiyin, muwaffaqin, maqbulin ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma shfi maradana wa marad al-muslimin. Allahumma shfi maradana wa marad al-muslimin. Warham mawtana wa mawt al-muslimin. Allahumma ارزقهم جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين بارك الله